Hello, baby.
Tēnā koutou katoa, and welcome to this week's Soundwave. I've got lots of great music to play for you today. And I'm going to start off with a track that has been waiting and waiting for a few weeks to be played. It's from the Thelma Houston 1976 album, Any Way That You Like It, and it's the title track.
Just make sure the cake fits. Don't
yes, it could be argued that towards the end of that track it does go on a bit, but it was made for the discos, and I think it's still a great track. Now, the finalists for the 2025 Tate Music Prize have been announced. That prestigious prize is now in its 16th year, and it recognises the best Aotearoa New Zealand album of the previous 12 months, with a focus on musical craftsmanship, artist depth and authenticity. There are 10 finalists for this year's award out of a field of about 80 albums, and I'm going to play today 5 of those finalists, or tracks from 5 of those finalists. Anna Coddington's album Te Whakamia was a great one that came out last year, and here's a track from it called Taumina.
All the unhappiness and unwanted displaced children. Mm-hmm.
been searching for who I was before, but I lost where to find me. Something has to change, find another way, need to come out of hiding. I don't know quite how to say this. I am so scared to be alone. You're all I've ever known. It's true. For now I have to let you go. It's true, but I won't grow without you. I can feel your pain every single day, but I have to keep walking, knowing time will tell if you love me well. Hope you know where to find.
Coddington, we heard two more Tate Prize finalists. The first one you might have recognised, Troy Kingy. His latest album is Leatherman and the Mojave Green, recorded in America, where Troy explores the rockier side of his musicality. And that track was probably the least rockiest in the whole album, Cactus Handshake. And then we turned it down a couple of notches and heard Georgia Lyons. Her fantastic album was The Rose of Jericho, and we heard the opening track, Grow Old Without You. Let's go back to a bit of funk now, shall we? Here's Instant Funkin', Who Took Away the Funk.
They took away the funk, huh? Well, I tell you what, we taking it back.
Took away the funk, baby.
Who took that funk away?
Took away the funk, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Understand it. What has happened to soul?
I really love the bass line in that instant funk song. And then we heard from Angie Stone, who died recently, aged 63, in a car accident. Her album Mahogany Soul from 2001 was really good, and we heard the track Easier Said Than Done. And we'll hear another song from that album later on in the show. For now, let's go back to the Tate Prize finalists. Here's Holly Arrowsmith from her album Blue Dreams, the title track.
Down the stairs during our flat inspection. He should have done all the repairs that I've countlessly mentioned.
My landlord, he found out the stairs during a flat inspection. He should have done all the repairs that I countlessly mentioned. And the floor was insulated, his floor would have been more cushioned. Roll up your sleeves and fist back in the 90s. Gentrify and push out poor communities. Bump up your lease with heaps of hidden fees. Drink less, coffee, have a rich family. And everyone can be a land baron like me. End of the day, you need a place to sleep. I'll charge you the roof and the roof has a leak. My landlord, he fell downstairs during a flat inspection. He should have done all the repairs that I countlessly mentioned. If the floor was insulated, his floor would have been more cushioned.
Wow, well, that was completely different from the track before it. A bit of an oral assault from the band Darts from Wellington, and they're building a big following. Their second album is called Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One. The song was Flat Inspection. I belong to a jazz listening group which meets once a month. In our last meeting, we brought along examples of big bands or orchestras to share, and I thought today I'd play a couple of tracks that we listened to. The first one is from Miles Davis and Gil Evans from the Porgy and Bess album from way back in 1959. Here's Buzzard Song.
Thank you.
After Miles and Gill, we listened to Oliver Nelson and his big band with organist Jimmy Smith from the album Bashin', The Unpredictable Jimmy Smith, released in 1962. The song was called Step Right Up. After that, Xavier Cugar, who's from Cuba, and his orchestra. And the song we heard was Amapola. And I have to thank Colin from the Jazz Listening Group for loaning me that record so I could feature a track on this show. Back to Angie Stone now. Also from Mahogany Soul, here's Bottles and Cans.
Everybody wants some type of success in life. Like every woman wants to one day be a wife. Now success is measured, but to what degree? Cause all the money in the world don't add up to you and me.
I'd rather be picking up bottles and cans.
If you can't be my man,
I'd rather be homeless in the streets with no food to eat. I'd rather be facing 20 times
if I can't be your wife.
Now I know that it seems like I'm crazy for you. That's what love can do.
Look at what you started. There's no way this can end. Because I've fallen in love, but how deep did I fall in? Now if anything should ever stand in our way, I wouldn't wait till tomorrow, but I'd throw it away today.
I'd rather be picking up bottles of cans.
James was a great blues artist. He recorded a track in 1959, the same year as the Miles Davis track we played earlier, called Elmore's Contribution to Jazz, and I thought we could listen to it today.
Thank you. kissing, kissing in the dark. I remember walking, walking through the park. I remember everything when I was with you. So darling, remember me too. I remember happiness when you said you'll stay. I remember loneliness when you went away. I remember everything. Now I'm feeling blue. So darling, remember me too.
Voice of Chris Farlow, best known for the great tune Out of Time, which was gifted to him by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and catapulted Chris into stardom in the 60s. The song I played was I Remember from an album Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds featuring Albert Lee. And I remember it's about time for me to pack up the show for another week, so I've got time for one more song. And if you like, we can call it Blue-Eyed Blues. I've played songs from an album, L.A. Getaway, before on the show, and it's a great, great album, I think. The artists are Joel Scott Hill, John Babata, and Chris Etheridge. To end the show today, I'm going to say so long. Back next week with more. Until then, look after yourselves. Ka kite anō.
My eyes feeling heavy and it's tight. See you later, alligator.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.